business. Now we'll go to other business. And I guess at this time now, turn over you then, Mr. Sharp. You've got something for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I put in front of you a copy of the revised draft letter to County Council, which addresses the comments that you raised at our last meeting, as well as I also added something that was raised to me afterwards. And if you want to have it removed or stricken, we can do that. But I wanted at least to draft something for you to see, and it regards the bandit signs that have, I know I've heard from some folks about which are those signs that kind of pop up. They're very small. They look like election signs, but they're advertising a business off the property. That had been raised as something, so I added a sentence or paragraph at the end addressing that as well. So if it is something that meets your approval, we can, I suppose, prepare it for final signature and have everybody sign off on it, unless you had comments and changes. And certainly it's a letter from you all, so.
Can I say something about bandits?
Please
do. On occasion go out and pick up bandit signs. They could be in the hundreds when we go out. We do it, what set date we set, it's not announced, we just go do it. And we used to have a process and still have a process that where we can find the owner of the sign, which is whoever's named on the sign. We stopped several months ago, we stopped finding because we were also picking up signs that were on state right-of-way with the blessing of the state highway department. So thereby we couldn't differentiate which signs we picked up on the right-of-way and the ones next to them that were in the private property. Because we only have jurisdiction over the ones on private property.
Right.
The state has jurisdiction to pick up the signs on state right-of-way. The state wasn't going out on weekends and picking them up. They didn't want to pay overtime, basically. We got the blessing of the representative from DelDOT, and we started just pulling signs rather than pull them and take pictures and make notes of the location and then sending notices to the name on the sign, basically. I did talk recently to one of the installers of those signs, and he didn't quite understand the ordinance the way it was set up and that he could have been fined. And I told him that we fine the individual whose name is on the sign. And he says, well, the individual whose name is on the sign, because of the contract they had with him, forwarded him the bill, because he's the one that placed it. So he got a statement for a couple hundred dollars for a sign. He says, I don't make a couple hundred dollars. he goes out on Friday nights and comes back, picks them up on Sunday when they know that we're not working.
Sounds like
on occasion, we just happen to get all their signs. But
sounds like a civil suit to me.
Yeah, so he had some legal issues, and I do believe, based on our conversation, he no longer installs signs on Friday nights and picks them up on Sunday like he got out of business.
Especially if I got out of bill, I would.
He was getting paid so much per sign to install.
Oh, okay.
Replace. And then the fine that he got on that one occasion was enough to knock out everything he had got from each sign.
Has that been recently, Lawrence? Or
last month or so, yeah.
So you think that's going to have an impact, do you?
Oh, it's impact to him, but no, it doesn't.
Not on the building.
I don't think it's going to have an impact on
Friday, I observed a trailer behind an SUV.
Oh, yeah?
With at least 300 signs of 10 different or more varieties.
I know. They're going
to go out.
Right. There was a councilman that was riding up behind a pickup truck that was putting them in, and so he got a first-hand look at what happens on a Friday night, and that was around 10:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they do it after dark most times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone.
I will say that the staff does go out, not as much as we probably should, because they can only do it on weekends. You get basically all the majority of the inspectors would go out, and they would together, one drive, one pull signs, not for any reason other than it's get more done.
Right.
Then if you do, we'll get parking your car, put it in the park, going out, pulling sign, putting it in the car, and then driving away. So a lot quicker that way.
You still storing them in that building?
No, they're being dumpstered.
Oh, is that right?
We all save the stands for the politicians.
And we take pictures of the ones in violation, and now we dispose. We used to store them in a house, and we had a house full.
Yeah, I bet.
And the one other little note that we had, just for a little humor, I guess, we had a sandwich board, you know, sign on both sides. And an inspector removed the sandwich board with the sign. Now, they cost a couple hundred bucks, probably. And the next day, went back by, and the another sandwich board was with the same signs, and it was now chained to a telephone pole or a stop sign or something of that nature. And it only had a hasp. So he twisted the hasp, left the chain, put the hasp back on, took the sign. Came back third day, another sandwich board, same signs, chained to the telephone pole with a master
lock.
So, but he looked at it and realized that he could remove the sign part and leave the sandwich board. So 3 days in a row, he got
pair of bolt cutters cut the chain.
Oh, he didn't want to go quite that far. That'd be destruction of property, I guess.
Did you see the guy? He was very persistent, wasn't he? That he was.
Yeah, and just another situation was that an inspector saw a gentleman installing signs on a late Friday and going the opposite way on Route 113 and made a U-ey at the crossover and proceeded to pick the signs up behind him. You know, they were a quarter mile apart or so. Well, the guy finished and was going back the other way and saw him pulling his sign, and he came over and they didn't really fight or anything, but a little bit of an argument, and he explained to him what the regulation was. And the guy drove off, and he proceeded to pull the signs he'd placed. He pretty much pulled a substantial number of that one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
To his guy,
so the people placing them aren't aware.
Oh, they were. Now,
there
was a gentleman that lives on Route 24 that has his trailer parked right in his front yard. A little flatbed trailer box with framing and probably holds a couple hundred signs.
Yeah.
And it sits right in it. Can't miss it.
Ready for Friday, huh?
Right close to Route 24.
This is.
Might as well go up to his house, take all the signs rather than worry about it.
This has been a situation that is not new. It's been going on for what, 10, 15 years?
Several years, yeah.
Well, the one I saw on Friday, you know, it was sitting not far from a dumpster, and so desperately I wanted to walk over and just suggest that I just go ahead and put it in the dumpster because that's where it may end up. Ridiculous.
That's just it. They don't do it as often as we probably should, but it's a matter of getting the inspector together to do it.
Right.
And taken away from them on their own weekend.
Sure.
Their weekend rights too, you know, but they do it on occasion, maybe probably four times a year, maybe. But we need to do it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It probably should be close to a holiday. We don't want to take their Good Friday away from them either, for example. This past week would have been perfect for
right.
a larger number.
Right.
John told me about the number that he saw. I was in Rehoboth on Friday and saw a similar number or more.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Bethany and Fenwick area. I was in Rehoboth then. There's hundreds. I could have picked up a couple hundred and threw them in my car.
Mm.
If the county's interested in subcontracting that, then I might know if someone is interested.
I do. I'm sure I would too.
I think the guy that is. Did you ever see the guy that's advertising
so
out there doing the dance and everything with the signs?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we start doing that, they're going to pick up. They said, that's what they told me. They're going to get other guys to go out and work for them.
The difficulty is they're mostly real estate oriented.
Yes.
They don't care.
Right.
Because you fine them $25, they still don't care because they're making thousands of dollars on the home if they make one sale.
Right.
They're getting much more than what they
right.
going to cost them for
right.
a whole sign.
Right.
And that's one of the things it probably makes sense for council to discuss that because I obviously there's an enforcement aspect with the office's end, but there's also a look at does the code need to be revised to reflect greater penalties or
greater
something
penalty.
Along those lines.
Yeah, $100 a sign might be.
That was one of the things, like, Mr. Rickard brought this up as something, I think, John, you and I had discussed it at one point as well. So I thought, well, since this letter was going to have a lot dealing with signs, maybe throw this in there as well as part of that global discussion, because
mm-hmm.
if council decides to entertain it, that would probably be something that they would want to talk about as well.
Well, I think the council will want to work with the board on discussion of signs, maybe a couple other things, but. Typically, meet on, say, a luncheon if you can make lunch or something of that nature and discuss it a couple hours.
I think they will support a meeting without question.
Caviar and wine, Bud, right? Bud didn't hear that one?
I heard it.
Oh, you didn't second it, huh?
Yeah, right, second.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. All right, then we're back to this letter. Is that everyone had a chance to read? Huh?
You need a motion?
Yeah, if everyone had a chance to.
Yeah.
Come with it? Yeah, we'll have a, get a motion, or you sign it, give it to us.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept as presented by our.
By council.
Yeah, our council, that the approval of April 6th, 2015 off-premise signs be accepted to send to the members of council.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills, is that we approve the letter dated April 6th, 2015 to be sent to members of the council in reference to off-premises signs.
Can we have it signed now?
Yeah, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion so carried. Now, you want to sign now, Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I think what I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, is if we have one copy that everybody just signs, and what I'll do is I'll get up with Ms. Norwood about that first page getting a letterhead of some sort put on it to make it look more official.
Okay.
But while you're here, we can have you all sign it.
All right.
Yeah, I know Mr. Sharp's got enough on his desk now. We're trying to clear his desk.
What do you got going on this case?
I don't know.
There we go, sir. Ma'am?
You also have to, for discussion under other business rules and procedures.
Okay.
I have.
Everyone had a chance to read and review, or any changes to be made?
I have.
Okay.
I don't have any problems with it. I think it's good.
I believe we have your Pledge of Allegiance on there, Mr. Rickard.
No.
Mr. Rickard, do you have any changes? Are you okay, Blue?
I'm good with it.
Is the flag in the right place? Isn't the flag supposed to be on the left?
Yes.
Right. It's me, I'll tell you.
The difficulty where the council has a flag place is that out there you can't see it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's, you would think that's appropriate for the audience, but it's not appropriate by law.
And put it on that side.
All right, you know,
it wasn't always on that. Somebody just moved it last week or so. Been on the left for.
Okay, there you go.
I think the.
You need some too for the.
Mr. Chairman, what I will do is I will put it in a clean format. And I'll send it to you. Can I email it to you for signature?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you can just email, scan and email it back to me.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I will get you guys each a clean copy, and I'll email that to you so you have a copy that you can print off. And if you want me to print one off and have it for you next meeting, I can do that too.
Okay.
Because I know this one's got red lines and whatnot.
Can we get a motion to accept it?
You will need that.
Yes. Okay. I make a motion that we accept the rules of procedure of the Board of Adjustment as presented on April 16th, 2015.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills. Again, that we accept the rule, the new rules and procedures dated April 16th, 2015. Okay.
16th.
All those. Huh? Six. Should be the 6th.
I'm sorry, 6th. What did I say?
16th.
You jumped ahead.
We're 10 days ahead, that's all. You've always been that way.
April the 6th, 2015.
Okay, April the 6th.
All those in favor of the motion, give me a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Then, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I guess for the next meeting, we will revise the agenda to reflect the Pledge of Allegiance. Will now be on there, if that's all right. So that's.
And you'll be leading us in. That's your thing.
Yeah.
I shall lead you.
You shall lead.
I proudly lead you.
Is that required?
The Pledge of Allegiance?
It's an opening call to order.
Yeah, it's on the normal thing, but we don't have it. We've already published the agenda for the next meeting.
I'm just saying it's necessary that it be put on the agenda.
Part of the call to order.
Yeah, I mean.
Call to order. I think that's what counts.
Yeah, call to order, then be pledged to the flag.
I don't think it says that on the councils. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I think on our rules of procedure, it says call of order, then pledge of allegiance.
That's fine. I'll just ask. Just verifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. The county council says it right there.
They do. I'm saying, I don't know if it's on the agenda.
And we'll be led by the honorable over here.
I know I've seen it with some other bodies where they have it on there, and sometimes, especially in this case, we have people that come in so infrequently, can help them follow along.
Okay, gentlemen, if there's no other business this evening, we'll be open for adjournment. Have second that motion? Okay. All those in favor of the motion? They're all opposed? Okay, Mr. Burgess, your bond coffee afterwards and donuts, that's what it was.